Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's LOA Blend. Of course, our rock stars are away, so we're still going to play. And this is LOA Blend with a Twist. My name is Anna Bangulin. I'm one of the co-creators of Universal Energy Radio, and I'm very blessed to have my life partner, Stephanie Bangulin. Hi, Steph.
Hi, Anna.
This morning, we've had an interesting 24 hours, so we're not going to be as hyper as I'm not going to be as hyper as I usually am, and Steph is, it's way before. She's not a morning person, so thank you so much, honey, for getting on the air with me at the wee hours of the morning for you. But we had, when my dad listens to this, because he's only listening to this and he doesn't know this yet, he'll probably know before he listens to it, though. We have his little Mazda Miata that we've been using to drive around because we had to have a transmission put in one of our vehicles. And we, something's up with it, radiator something. Steph went to visit her dad in the mountains yesterday and was having a whipping good time until about 10:30 last night. Yeah?
It was a little earlier than that, right before the sun went down, but the little wonderful little car overheated on me in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So we had to have it towed. I drove and to pick her up.
An hour and a half
from home. And all was well, though. We're here. We got home probably after midnight. And the kids were very, they were good. They were very patient and wonderful, and it was great. And so we were kind of questioning, are we going to get up this morning? And I said, you know, I'm going to get up this morning and do this show, whether I'm blending it myself, but I figured somebody would join me at some point. So if you do want to join the conversation, hop on in, 718-664-9124. You can also jump on here. And I was thinking about it today, you know, what pulls you to do things that you do? And I did my number for today. My number for today is 7. So in the numerology, which is very introspective, I call it the God number. Yeah, I did yours. Yours is 2. Partners in Kumbaya, partnership and cooperation. That's what got you up this morning, right?
But I'm also working.
Yeah, she is. She's actually encapsulating as we speak. So that's an interesting part of what we're doing here. So it's like, how do we make our day go even better than it should go? But you know, one of the things that we often, you know, we talk about, well, Stephanie doesn't really talk about it, but she's been the inspiration for this conversation, is she's in what I call the birthing business. She's a childbirth educator, a doula, and a placenta encapsulator, and kind of a parenting coach, if you will, for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been really interesting how our life has shifted and how we are taking I take the idea of birthing and watching what has to happen in the process and applying it to life and how we're birthing.
Yes, so do I.
Yeah. Birthing a different kind of life, which is what we're doing, because we're planning on hitting the road here in a little over a year. And we are literally, incubating new ideas and gestating new businesses and new business ideas and things like that. So I think it's pretty interesting. I equate that to a birthing business, because there has to be a period of time where things percolate a little bit. It could be just a moment. It could be, you know, 9 months. It could be a year. It could be whatever. But I do want to jump in and say, oh, hello. I've got Marguerite and Michelle. Hey, both of you. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. It's like Sunday morning. And here's the funny part. This morning, I don't think about days. And maybe that's just my...
I think that's part of the small business or entrepreneur mentality.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter what day it is, what time it is, you work.
You just do your stuff, right? And so this morning I realized my phone had updated and I had all these messages, like private messages on Facebook that came through from like March. Mm. And they were about it was about products. Some, you know, I'm a t-shirt designer and I have a couple of lines of shirts that I'm getting out there. And a couple of folks had messaged me about buying my shirts. And these are from March. And so this morning I'm like apologizing and I'm, you know, here, I'll give you a $5 coupon code and all this other stuff. And it was so funny because it was like 8 o'clock and I didn't realize it was early and I'm messaging people on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But it's a, I had one person respond that said, thanks. But I'm like, it dawned on me after I did it that it was like 8:15 in the morning. And I thought, oh, maybe I shouldn't be messaging people. But that's just because I don't think about the day and the time and the.
Well, it's like we got home at 12:30 last night. I wanted to text a client. Like, ooh, probably not a good idea to text a client at 12:30
at
night.
Yeah. So you think of, you don't think about those things when you're kind of self-employed. Like time and day doesn't.
We're not kind of self-employed.
We are. We're very self-employed. We've been self-employed. So I just want to talk about, you know, we could talk about business. We could talk about life in general. I just thought it was interesting. I'm glad you're on here with me because that's what I equate a lot of things to, just watching how you work with your clients and how there's a progression of things that happen. And then
I'm all about systemizing. You know that.
Yes.
I was actually explaining to my dad yesterday how I have a Google number and how that whole works, how whole end of my business works. And he's like, huh, that's pretty fascinating. And keep this in mind, my father was a small business owner for like his whole life since he was 18 up until he was retired. I don't know if he ever had a job. Like I don't think he was ever employed by someone else. So, you know, it's all about making the systems at work and making your life easier. That's really what it's about.
And that's, again, it's how many of us don't do that? Like we just take the hard route just because for some reason. And you find yourself, like I find myself doing that. Like, why am I not making it easier? Like at my studio, you know, you're doing things and you think, if I do this and this and this, I can get this and this and this done faster. And it's going to be more pressure on me. It's going to be physically more pressure on me, that, you know, all these things. And it's like, why don't I just do it this way and make it easier on myself? Because I'm the one that counts in this moment, right? Like nobody sees that process of you and your journey. It's your own journey. So that's what I think is interesting because it has to be internal,
mm-hmm.
like an internal feeling of happiness, an internal feeling of joy and completion or non-completion, because I don't feel like we're ever, what does Abraham say? You never get it right, you never get it done.
Yeah.
So when you're doing something and you, in my head, like I've realized that I've done this, is like in my head I'm thinking, I need to please this client or I need to handle the situation, and how the client just wants the result. I mean, that we've got, you know, I mean, you know, like we have one client, Bill, he's a great guy, and he doesn't want to know the process. He doesn't want to know the journey. He just wants the end result. And so it's always, I don't care how it's done, just get it done, mm-hmm. you know? So it's kind of interesting how, you know, people like, in your mind, you're going through the process. Like you're like, why don't they understand that this is the process? And why don't they understand, but it's your process.
So, which is interesting because that brings up two interesting points. The first one is you have to be open to the ease.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be open to allow, like saying, yeah, it's okay that it is easy on me. You know, everybody gets what they want and it's okay for it to be easy on me. I know that's something that I'm working through right now. And being a parent and a small business owner and all of those other things, that it's okay for it to be easy.
Yeah.
And I'm worth it and it's okay.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times women in particular struggle with that. I think men struggle with it too. I just don't think they're verbal about it.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's the first part. But then also you mentioned the journey,
because
you know the name of my business.
Yeah,
gentle journeys. But I was thinking last night, as I was driving that wonderful little Miata through the mountains of North Carolina, that sometimes it's not about where you're going.
Yeah.
It's not about the destination. It's about the journey to get there.
Yeah.
Because I took a road last night that I've never taken before, and I did it specifically because I wanted to see something different. But how did
that line up for you too? Because that was interesting, what happened.
That was there. But the point being was, it's not about the fastest way home, because it was about 30 minutes longer.
Right.
It was about the process of getting there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was very, you know, we got in the car last night after the little car was on the tow truck and we were driving home, and I pointed behind us. And so what had happened is I was driving and looked out and noticed that the car was hot, like way hotter than it should have been. So I immediately pulled over. Again, on this little teeny tiny back road in the middle, it was right on the South Carolina-Georgia border. And I sat there and I was talking to Anna. And as I was talking there, I wasn't sitting there 5 or 10 minutes, and a car pulled up and pulled into a driveway. And I had noticed like a little camper, but it very easily could have been abandoned. And then this sweet couple got out of the car, and they lived there, and they knew about cars, and they had water, so they helped me get the car to where, you know, roll it off the road and put the water in the radiator. And he was telling me that it was probably through putting the water in the radiator, we found out it was cracked. But they were so sweet, and they, you know, after they found out, like, we got the car situated, they went up to their camper and they said, we have food and water and bathroom and air conditioning, whatever you need, you're more than welcome to come up here. I mean, that was just such a, I mean, if you think about it, that's one of, especially women's biggest fears, is getting stuck in the middle of nowhere.
That's what you had said when you called me. You said the car broke down, or the car overheated, and you said, I'm in the middle of nowhere.
It truly was in the middle of nowhere. You look on a map, it was 8 miles between, halfway between Seneca and Tocoa and Westminster.
Yeah.
Like, the only way you know of those cities is if you've ever been in North Georgia.
Lived in North Georgia or been around North Georgia, right?
But they were, and the wife stayed out there with me the whole time. She was talking to us as they were loading the Miata on the tow truck at 11 o'clock last night. And they were just like, that's truly good people.
Yeah.
I mean, just truly good.
Well, you had
people.
Said your angels were looking out for you. They definitely looking out for you.
They
yesterday.
Were totally looking out for me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what's the chance that I stop?
Right there.
I mean, we drove 2 miles down the road. There's nothing. There's like.
It's barely a place to pull over.
Yeah. There was a mountain on one side and
big pine trees on the other.
Yeah.
So for everything to line up, and I think about that, how Source guides you. Your higher power guides you and puts you exactly where you need to be.
Oh, that was my angels.
That was
it was not a guide. It was just a, this is what's happening right here. That was total. It's like the whole time I could feel.
Like
the only time I was a little freaked out was when I called you, because I hate when my car breaks down. Absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
At least I didn't have two children with me this time. But, so it was like not even 5 minutes. Like I'm in the middle of nowhere, and there was no crying.
Yeah. No release needed.
But yeah, it's pretty amazing how everything works out in the exact way that it's supposed to. And that's really been my mantra for the past month.
Well, you've always said to me that you are where you are, and you know, you've swung it back to me and said, you know, you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You're always exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And
you know, sometimes it's like, even though we know those things, even though I've been telling you that for years, sometimes it's good to reiterate that. And especially when we're not sure exactly if we're where we are, if we are where we're supposed to be, which has been my last couple months.
So why am I here? Yeah.
And just knowing that everything is working out in the exact right way that it's supposed to. And the pieces of the puzzle are getting put together better than we could ever even imagine. Our job is to figure out what we want. Mm-hmm. And it's the universe's job of figuring out how to get it.
Yeah.
And so just having that affirmation, as weird as it sounds, having that affirmation last night that everything works out in the exact right way that it's supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to go on with the car. I don't know. But I know that it's where it needs it to be.
Yeah. And the cool part was that the tow truck driver literally drove it from, we were 80 miles, over 80 miles away, and the tow truck driver drove the car all the way to our mechanic, like right around the corner,
two miles from our house.
So all
of it, us most of the way.
Yeah, all of it worked out in a way that we could not have imagined it working out. So that was cool, and I so appreciate.
Again, all the
you say angels, I say swords. It's like,
well,
I feel of it
as a different, like, there was very much of an angel energy,
yeah,
around me
energy,
last night.
Yeah.
You know, just to me, source is more like conscious guiding.
Yeah,
but that's like,
so I here. So here's my question to you, like, with all the stuff that we're not only are we working on traveling, but working on our own personal lives and working on shifting energy. Knowing what you know about energy and knowing what you know about, we talk law of attraction, we talk about spirit, we talk about source, we talk about guides, we talk about all of that. How does that play into how you work through things in your life?
You know, that's interesting because I was, I love Instagram. Instagram is my social media of choice. And I saw a little picture on there. It said, something to the effect of believe in what you want so bad it can't possibly not come true.
Mm.
You know, and it's like, that's pretty cool. Right now, it's not a question of if we're going RVing.
Yeah.
It is, we're going.
Yeah.
I was telling my dad yesterday, if we could leave tomorrow, we totally would. But the pieces aren't put into place yet, and we know that we need to take some inspired action. But there's also, I know that there is an emotional journey that we're on as well.
Yeah.
But I know that it's going to happen, and it's going to happen at the exact right way and exact right time and way that it's supposed to.
And as I tell you, I'm usually along for the ride because Stephanie is an awesome manifester. So I just kind of hang out and I watch stuff happen around us. It's like, wow, this is kind of cool, you know, as it moves on. And Steph's whole thing is when she needs me to do something, she just looks at me and she says, just manifest that. Just make it happen. So I think it's really awesome that.
I said, you must figure that out.
And then I just kind of do a little meditation and just kind of let it roll.
But that's a great point, too, because everybody has to figure out what works for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And for me, if I meditated on something, I totally want to go. Like, because to me, that's focusing on it.
Yeah.
And that's like saying, where's my stuff?
Yeah. You have a very different approach to.
I have the set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Like when I do that, when I say, this would be so awesome if this happened.
Yeah.
I manifested work this week, work that I'm currently doing.
Yeah.
I said, this would be so awesome that this would happen this week.
Well, you usually throw it up and say, I'd like to have, boom, and then it shows up or something better shows up. And I've seen that
there
happen.
There has to be emotion attached to
it. I've seen you totally manipulate birthing schedules. Just by.
Well, that's been a while.
Yeah, that was been a while. But, you know, I think when something really, usually it's when I'm thinking about heading out of town or something like that. And then it's like, we need to have it line up a certain way. And then I've had, there's been at least two, if not three incidences where you totally manipulated the birthing schedule. And it's like, you're going to the birth. You're not birthing the baby, but somehow that baby showed up exactly when we needed it to show up. So I think that's pretty cool when you can do stuff like that. I've watched you manifest and create in such amazing ways it's different ways too. And that's the really cool part is that we all have different ways of doing it. And it had been frustrating me a little bit because in my coaching groups and stuff, you know, people are like, I can do it, you can do it too. I can do it, you can do it too. And that's a common thing for people. I can do it, you can do it too. That's great. But just know you're not going to do it exactly like somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why sometimes it's kind of odd to me when I do, you kind of throw it up to the universe and the universe says, okay, here, boom, here it is for you, you know?
Yeah.
And it works in so many different ways. It works in ways that are like great, and then sometimes it works in ways that aren't so great. It's like, oh wait, I didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
Okay, let me clarify what I'm asking for. So, but anyway, I just noticed that we have someone raising their hand. So we're going to take a caller. You good with that?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I think I know who this is. Is this Jay?
Yes, it is, Anna.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Awesome.
How about yourself?
We're doing pretty good this morning. We're actually at home. We're not in the middle of nowhere. So it's all good. I don't know if you caught that part. I don't know when you came in, but Steph was driving a two-seater up in the mountains last night, and it overheated. So we basically had to go pick her up. It was like a three-hour round trip, and, you know, but it was all good. Like, everybody was fine. She had some angels who were definitely taking care of her. So, good. So what's up with you?
Not too much. I just usually talk on the show. I usually talk to Elizabeth and Elise, but they're gone this week probably,
yeah.
I think. So.
My rock star's out of the country.
Yeah. So anyhow, it's just you two. So yeah, I've been doing pretty good. Like I said, I was talking to Elise and Elizabeth regarding, like, I finished my yoga practice, which I talked about a while back. I don't think I talked to you about it, but I did finish it, so it was great.
So,
and
you finished your yoga practice? Does that mean you are a certified yoga instructor?
No, but it was just a personal practice. I asked my teacher about that. So what I did is I really took it to the heart of doing it, and it's been a great, great thing for myself for personal and spiritual and physical growth.
Excellent. I have some friends here who they're taking their steps to become yoga instructors, and I had one client who actually got her first booking. I think it's in October. She's doing yoga on a boat. She got hired.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so she is going to be the yoga instructor for a cruise, and so I thought, wow, that's pretty awesome. Like, she was like literally working, like, she had not gotten her certification and she already got the booking. So it was really like, she totally manifested a very, like, she's like, I need to get out of the cubicle.
She's
and
another amazing
she's
manifester.
Another amazing manifester.
She can be
like,
all over the place.
Yeah. So she's like, she had been working for a big corporation, and she's like, I've got to get out of the cubicle. And the moment she said that, all things just kind of went haywire. And the next thing you know, she's being booked to do yoga on a cruise. So,
awesome.
Of course, she could probably tell a different story, but that's what I saw.
Yeah, it's interesting how the universe always works when we speak those words out of our mouth and something happens. So,
words are really powerful, and I think sometimes we underestimate the power of words.
Yeah.
And speaking them. So.
Yeah.
I don't think actually it's the power of the words. I feel it's the feeling behind those powerful words. Like, it's like, gee, I got to get out of that cubicle. And it's like, and maybe at that time she was thinking about, gee, I could maybe use my yoga practice to some sort of benefit. And then what happens? Wow, she's on a cruise teaching yoga.
And you're right.
So
that's a great point. And I don't think a lot of people realize that words do have feelings and power. And you know, and I guess it's not the actual word, even though
the
word does have, I mean, because I can say two different words that mean the same thing, but they have very different feelings behind them.
Yeah.
I
believe in ourselves and our internal selves, we can visualize and see what we want. And when somebody just throws out something like, I've got to get out of this cubicle, and they do it with such force, Source will find a way to get you out of the cubicle. It might not be the way that you are thinking that you need to get out of the cubicle. So that's the important part, is to specify.
But it's also knowing where you want to go.
Yes.
Because getting out of the cubicle is like, I don't want this.
Yes.
Or, well, no, but I mean, like, she could have easily got fired. Okay, there.
Yeah.
Done. She's out of the cubicle, but also knowing where she wanted to go in the process of that is...
Right.
Pretty powerful.
It is. And I think that's the same thing kind of with me. I've sort of been hanging on to this thing because I didn't really have a space to go, because if I go somewhere, it's going to be online, and that means I'm at home 24/7, which may or may not be okay. I don't know, but I'm just so used to having my own space, used to having my own office and all that stuff. And now that we're manifesting travel, it's a whole different game, you know, because now we're actually, not only are we going to be working from a moving home, but it's going to be a smaller moving home. So how do we maneuver that? How do we maneuver?
And when we go look at these 38 and 40 foot RVs, they don't look small. But
it's crazy. It's crazy what they have out there. Well, that's cool, Jay. I'm glad that yoga. I know you and I, Steph, we've done some yoga. You've done it more than I have. And
you've done yoga.
I have done yoga, believe it or not. Like, I don't see you doing yoga. Steph does yoga with the kids too.
I block that out.
Yeah. And the kids, they like yoga, but you have a kids yoga thing that they do.
YouTube.
Is it really
YouTube? There's a great little channel on YouTube. I don't know if you want me to give it a little plug, but
go ahead.
It's called Cosmic Kids. It's a channel on YouTube. But they do little stories, and it's interesting because it's not like a yoga practice that like adults would do.
Right.
It doesn't have this wonderful flow for adults. But she tells a story, and it has a flow for kids.
Yeah.
So that's the cool part about it. And the kids love it. Like, our daughter sat there and did 3 hours of yoga one day. So anybody out there interested in letting their kids try some yoga, Cosmic Kids, the Cosmic Kids channel on YouTube. There, I've also found some adult channels that I like. So, because you're not close to a yoga studio doesn't mean you can't practice
your yoga. So you're going to continue to practice, Jay?
Oh, for sure. I took, basically, this is my last of my second week off, and I had to take a break because it was like, it's crazy. It was like, well, I did it, and it was like, I did 197 days out of 433 hours, so it's a crazy amount. So I just got to take a little break here to just be doing nothing during the summertime. So I'll definitely get into it again. I just got to have a strategy in doing it of actually having a continual practice for the week. Just take an hour instead of 2 hours. So that's the plan.
No, that's good.
Which is another interesting point, because which is balance.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you need that intensity. You need that focused concentration. You need that, like, 200-something hours and 190-something days. I mean, like, that's a crazy
400 hours. 433.
Yeah. you need a lot of that. And then you need that time to back off, and you need that time to step back and say, wow, that was awesome. Or sometimes in a different situation, wow, that was not so awesome. I like elements of it, and it's not sustainable in that intensity. And so you step back for a little while and maybe do it a little bit, maybe don't do it at all, and then come back in when you're ready at a sustainable level. So that's important. I think really important to honor.
You said something to me the other day, and I don't know if it was one of your classes, because Stephanie does Zumba and circuit, what is it? It's all these weight things, and you take all these classes, all these fitness classes. And so you were saying...
You think I'd be in better shape.
You're in good shape, you're fine. But you had said something the other day about you wanted to continue something, like you were having such a good time, you wanted to keep going, and we said sometimes...
Oh, no, I was working.
You were working? Oh, you were working. You weren't working out. You were working.
No, I was working.
Okay. And that, you were enjoying yourself.
That was Friday, yeah.
And then you said you didn't want to stop, and you thought about not going and doing the things that you wanted. Going to see your dad because you were enjoyed working, and you wanted to get back on and do some more work. And it's like, and it's good that you stop because you're at a place of enjoyment, not a place of exhaustion or overdoing it. The same with anything that you do, because then when you go back to it, you have that same joy and you're like, oh yeah.
I'm like really looking forward to the time where I can sit down at my computer again and play with my new toys that I just
all web stuff, all web stuff. So yeah. So I think in, you know,
balance is an important part of any practice or any life or anything we do.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going through that as well right now.
Yeah. So when we, it's the same, like I have a tendency to kind of push it and keep going and not stopping. Yeah. I like to finish it. That's my thing. It's like, I want to check it off the list.
Yeah. Okay. How many years have you been screenwriting?
30.
Okay. 30 years is enough.
Yeah.
You can check that one off your list.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Check it off my list. Yeah.
That's called a lot. Focused intention.
It is a lot of focused intention. Well, what's interesting is that now I am doing a lot of fun stuff. I'm doing, you know, some corporate stuff in there, but I've also thrown in some fun stuff. So that's really with my own designs and other people's designs. So that's really cool. But yeah, so what else, Jay? So yoga, what's next?
I'll start some drumming circles. Maybe September. I'll do that. I gotta find out a place to do it at.
Some what?
And,
what was that?
Drumming circles.
And what was after
circles.
That?
Drumming.
Oh, hand drumming. Okay, hand drumming circles. Okay.
Yeah. And that's a plan for this fall. And
what part of the country are you
courses.
In? Canada?
I'm in Canada, Western Canada.
So if anybody wants to join your drumming circle,
yeah.
Listen.
So we'll have to, you know, in our travels, we'll probably get to Canada at some point. We'll have to.
What part of Canada?
West Canada, Western Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alberta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if anybody's up in Alberta, look Jay up.
Find a drumming circle. I know. I was debating whether to release my drum back out into the universe because I haven't played in such a long time, and just, you know, not in a circle anyway. But I got my toning bowl out, my 18-inch toning bowl out the other day, a crystal bowl, and I was just playing that sitting in my meditation chair, and just loving it, you know, just kind of sitting with that tone, you know. It's nice.
Oh yeah, it makes a difference.
I miss drumming circle though, but I love listening. I like playing, but I love listening because I think
this is called Charlotte.
Yeah, the sound. Yeah, we have a couple of pretty intensive circles here that happen.
We haven't been in that area
in like
for
6 or 7 years since Lily was born. Yeah, because Jaden, I know he went with us when he was younger. But we've got, like, you can go down to one of the biggest parks here, Piedmont, and there's usually a drumming circle, probably today.
But it's very, that one's very freeform. It's like whoever shows up.
Yeah.
You know, Piedmont's just a great place for everybody to connect. And,
yeah.
You know, sometimes there's somebody and sometimes there's no, I mean, sometimes there's like 20 people and sometimes there's like nobody.
Yeah.
So, again, it's finding what works for you, and when you know what you want, then the resources and the people will show up.
Now, are you facilitating, Jay, or are you just participating?
No, I feel facilitating. It's a different type of drumming circle in a way, because when you go to like a drumming circle, what I'm thinking of, where you have djembe drums and a mix of hand drums, I feel it's more about creativity and just joy of just playing. The stuff that I actually do is more about healing work with the drum. We gather some people and actually do some drumming around in ritual ceremony, and that's the biggest thing, biggest difference between my drum. It's more geared towards healing.
Nice. Well, we've got a few that do that at some of the energy fairs. We used to have these outdoor energy fairs, and they would use drums, and then somebody had a didgeridoo, and that was a mixture of didgeridoo and the crystal bowl. When Hannah Faye did that was amazing. Mm-hmm. Like just even experiencing it, but just listening to that as well. The tones were so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool.
Music can be very powerful and very healing.
Yeah. Very cool.
For sure.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, that sounds like you're doing your thing, Jay. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm doing that, and I'm actually writing poetry now, too, and that's great, and just getting back into just the creative aspects of it.
Well, that's nice. Has Elisa done your numbers, hasn't she?
I think so. Yes, she has.
I was going to say, what year, do you know what year you're in? Like, what's your number this year?
What number, what do you mean?
Not like what year this is, like I'm in a, like what year you're in, like I'm in a 3 year, which is a creativity and like Steph's in a 7, like based on your month and day in the year.
It's your,
it's not your life, or not your life, your personal year. Personal. Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I'm actually in a personal year, I think I'm in a 9 year. Personal year. Life, all my life past is the. Yeah, I'm in a. I think I'm in 9 year actually.
We'll have to ask Elisa when she gets back.
Yeah.
That would make sense if we just finished completing the yoga cycle and then also looking forward to starting new, because with the completion of things, you're also in the beginning of new things.
Yeah. So you can set it up and on your birth, and basically on your birthday, you'll go into your ones. That's new beginnings. So it works out pretty nice. Yeah, we were, that's like, you know, I think about my three, like being in a 3 year and that creativity and that fun. And it's like, it's totally being aware of that personal year has been real interesting. Like Steph's in her 7, her introspective 7. She's like, okay, I'm ready to be done with this now.
I think the 7 and I have come to terms.
Have you? But yeah, it's interesting how your personal year plays in with everything that I used to scoff at the numbers when Elisa was younger, but now between her and Gloria, they've taught me so much and how to really look at those numbers. And
but we are also in a 9 year.
Yes,
this is a universal year.
Yeah, 2016. Like, you have a birthday. Have you had a birthday this year, Jay?
Oh yes, I have.
Okay, so you're in a nine personal year, but 2016 is also a year of an overall universal year of endings, like conclusions.
Yeah.
So it's for people who've had nine, who are in a nine personal year, it's been relatively a little more contrasty, I would say, for you guys, because there's a more pressure to clear things up and let things go, release things. And it could be a fantastic thing, I would say, being in an end year. It's like, okay, I'm ready to release all this stuff that has just been hanging on me, you know, release and let it go. So that's pretty cool. Well, I appreciate you joining us for our conversation this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's great. Great talking to you again, as usual. So.
Yeah, I don't get on here all that much. I try not to interfere with Elisa and Liz's show. I just don't want it to stop. I didn't want their time slots to stop, if that made any sense, because it's just, I feel like they got an energy flow going, and if even if we stopped on just a day, there would be a shift, you know. And I'm like, no, I want them to keep going. So I think Liz and I will be on Tuesday morning. And she should be freshly back from Mexico by then.
This is funny. They're both out of the country, and they're both, like, on completely opposite.
Yeah, Elise is freezing, and Liz is in the sun. So are you following Elise's journey at all?
I don't know. She has a Facebook page. Does she have a Facebook page or something?
She does have a Facebook page, but she's posting most of her stuff on Instagram. I think it goes to Facebook too. Does it go over? Okay, so yeah, she is. So I think they will be in Iceland in the next day or two. They just completed their tour of the Arctic Circle.
Oh, geez, awesome.
Yeah, and they took like a ride. They took a ride to go see the, what do they call them? They call them fjords. Fjords, which are big mountains, basically. So they have these pictures of her and her parents, and they're all bundled up, and they're, you know, I wouldn't be very fond of driving around in a boat with the Arctic Circle. It'd be a little bit.
Yeah, the whole Titanic thing.
Yeah, lots of icebergs and things like that. So very, very cool.
But we're surrounding Aliso with love and light.
That's right. Lots of love and light. Always. Yeah, we were. It's like I'm running her business while she's gone. So we've had some very interesting requests coming through on her business, and I personally do not know how to handle them. I can attempt to handle them for her, but so I've been sending her a bunch of messages, hoping she gets them through Facebook. And finally, she did. She like kind of blew up my phone yesterday with answering all my questions. And that's how I know she's on her way to Iceland. She's like, yeah, we're done with the Arctic Circle. It was beautiful, very cold, and now we're going to Iceland. And, you know, so, but they're having a fantastic time. I can't wait.
They always do.
They always do. I can't wait to hear about it when she gets back. And she has if you're following the Exciting Life of Cam, C-A-M, cute, adorable monkey that she posts in most of her pictures. That
hashtag
Cam on the lamb. Yeah. So you got to follow Cam. All right, man. Anything else you want to share with us?
No. Let's see. Maybe I can share a poem.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah, sure. Let's see if you figure this one out. I'll just share it with you. Okay. It's my latest poem. Here we go. It's called Among Sunflowers. Sunlight dawns on sunflower faces, morning dew soft and flow. Afternoon breath of life bellows in the wind. Sunset shadows upon flowers still. Daring vulnerable sunflowers shone deep. In the midst of beauty, petals weeped. Vulnerable sunflower pondered deep. Petals weeped. Gathered sunflowers console and longing love. Petals curled, carried along no breath of wind. Gathered sunflowers weeped. Daring, vulnerable, sunflower's soul set free, gathered sunflowers, parting smiles, waved in the sunset wind, bravely blossomed to the sky as sunlight emerges from darkness once again.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can figure that one out.
Very cool. Do you want to tell us about it?
It's about vulnerability, about being brave, about a passing, a death, and just the sunlight comes out again after darkness.
It sounds weird. To me, it feels like allowing. Like, all that, because that's what we do. It's like that journey. And then, basically, at the end, we let go and we just allow. And then, that's, to me, that's what brings in the light.
Yeah.
Well, very, very nice. Are you going to publish some poetry, or are you just doing this for the fun of it?
No, I'm publishing it. I made a promise. Not a promise. I told someone I was going to write a book, so it would be my poetry book. So I've got a whole bunch of different poems I'm writing right now.
Very nice.
Metaphorically. Yeah, so that's my goal.
I think it's really cool, and this sounds really odd, but I love it when guys show up and say, I'm writing poetry. I remember, because I wanted to say, he's a Renaissance fan, because I remember my brother and I actually sitting around at some point when we were in school, and doing our homework together, and he told me, he goes, I'm going to be a Renaissance man. He goes, I'm going to write poetry. I'm going to paint. I'm going to do all these things that typically guys, you know, you don't say necessarily guys, a lot of guys doing this stuff. And I remember that. And he used to write these poems and, you know, we would draw and we would do all this stuff. And I always thought it was cool because my brother's hanging out and he's doing this creative, artsy, crafty stuff, you know? And I always think it's really cool because I've met so many wonderful, amazing men who are poets, who are musicians. There's a guy here, his name's Michael Burke, and he does spoken word, and he puts it to – he's with ISTA, which is the International Sound Therapy Association, and he has some really cool poetry, and they put it to music, and he does spoken word, anyway. So I love it. Get it out there, man. Get it out there.
I will.
That's a plan. I appreciate it. Yeah, and, you know, post it on our page, too. Let us know so we can, you know, get it, you know, help you push it out there. That would be awesome.
Great.
All right, Jay. I'm gonna sign you off here. I'm going to just mute you, and then Steph has stepped away for a second, but I think we're probably going to wrap it up at this point.
Awesome. Great talking to you both.
You too, Jay. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you too. Oh, it's awesome. Just knowing that you can express and you can play in this life is so incredible. And that's something that Stephanie and I both have realized, is that we don't have to live this every day what we originally did perceive, and we manifested our life. We manifested a beautiful home. We manifested our children. We manifested, you know, everything that we have here, and we feel very blessed by it. And we also realize that we don't have to live the what people would call the norm, which is the work every day and the, you know, you've got to have the house and you've got to have this, you know. There are things, yes, that I want to do and I want to continue to do. But at the same time, we're not beholden to stay in one place. And that's why we've chosen to manifest travel, and we've chosen to take the next steps to do that. And so anybody out there who, you know, just think about it. It's like if you're, you know what, most of the time, you know, I would say I'm happy most of the time. I would say that most people, if you're listening to this station, are definitely happy most of the time. It's just there's some little things, like there's more to life. And I'm not talking about just more money or just more work or more, you know, but more as in variety and choice. And Jay is, thank you, Jay, so much. You're a great example of someone who gets out there and does things and explores, and, you know, you're writing and you're doing yoga, and I know there's so many other things that you do, you know, the drumming circles. And then you've shared so much, I know, with the blend. You've shared your life. And for those of you that have shared different experiences and different things, and we really appreciate it. It's showing that life doesn't have to be in a box. And I think a lot of people, it's not that we put ourselves, I mean, we put ourselves in there, but I don't think we consciously do. So at the time, it's like, take a moment and step back. And it's like, what do you really want? You know, I know, Marguerite, you had said, you know, you guys are going to travel too. And I'm excited about that, because I'm hoping at some point we can. It'd be cool to be like hanging out camping right next to each other. That would be awesome. You know, so we talk about those things, and that's what Steph and I are like, you know, what are we still doing here? It just dawned on us, wait, we could be traveling. What are we doing? So that's our next step, to manifest that travel and manifest, we don't need to manifest places to go. We've got places to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of,
we have a map.
We have a map on the wall with all the places we've already pinned. And then we have these big pieces, you have that big piece of paper where the kids are saying they want, like Jaden wants to go, Alaska. He wants to do the mushing, the Alaska,
you
with
know.
The dogs. Yeah. Racing with the dogs in Alaska. He's got on there. I'm like,
that
oh my God. Yeah. So just doing things like that. And I love,
you know, that's the funny part, is I asked him where, one of the first places he wanted to go when we started RVing.
Yeah.
And what did he want to go see? And he said, the Great Wall of China. Well, that's a little different kind of travel, but.
I think Lily said that.
No, it was Jaden.
I was like, I don't know. We could go over to China and rent an RV, but.
And he wants to see the pyramids, and then.
Like, let's do the United States first, and then we'll head over to other countries. But,
yeah.
Yeah. So. But I appreciate you hopping on the air with me this morning.
Welcome.
I don't know if you have any other things that you want to say.
It's all about the journey.
Awesome. Well, we're going to wrap it up then. I appreciate everyone who's listening or will be listening to the show. It's all about love and light and the journey. Yep. I say, remember that life is your journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you, because it will take you to some interesting places. You've been listening to Universal Energy Radio, LOA Blend. Liz and I will be back on the air on Tuesday morning at 8:30. Have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. Remember, you are infinitely loved. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.